It's Friday, September 30th, AD 2022. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. More than 325 Egyptian Christian children attend Hope House, International Christian Concerns Education Center, in this Muslim-majority country, where Muhammad's followers comprise 85% of the population. Christians are viewed as second-class citizens. Hope House seeks to break the cycle of generational persecution by providing access to quality education and upward mobility. According to Open Doors, Egypt is the 20th worst nation in the world for Christians. In the Muslim-run public schools, Christian children are largely sidelined and receive poor teaching. By contrast, Hope House, a quality alternative, provides classes that are one-third the size and which give a Christian worldview. The child sponsorship program provides incentives to children and their families to keep the children enrolled in school. Especially during the summer months, poor Christian boys are pulled from school to work in the fields, earning less than $2 per day, and girls are typically tasked with helping at home or learning homemaking skills. In Matthew 25, verse 40, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Eerie aerial pictures show the total destruction of Fort Myers, Florida from Hurricane Ian after the superstorm ripped its beloved pier from its hinges, reports the Daily Mail. Before and after shots capture the devastation to the small Florida city, with homes leveled, ships swept onto land, and fires breaking out through ghost town neighborhoods. The sea finally appeared to have ebbed back from the shoreline to reveal the devastation to the once tropical paradise, with trees yanked from their roots and roofs shed from restaurants along the promenade. NBC News reports that 12 people were killed during Hurricane Ian. It was a cringeworthy moment. During the September 28th White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, President Joe Biden called on the late Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walorski of Indiana, who died in a car crash on August 3rd. Listen.
"I believe we can use these advances to do even more to make America stronger and a healthier nation. And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here, to help make this a reality."
At a White House press briefing, a reporter asked Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre to explain Biden's obvious gaffe.
"What happened in the hunger event today? The president appeared to look around the room for a member of Congress who passed away last month. He seemed to indicate she might be in the room. What happened?
The president was naming the congressional champions on this issue and was acknowledging her incredible work. He had already planned to welcome the congresswoman's family to the White House on Friday. There will be a bill signing in her honor this coming Friday. So, of course, she was on his mind. She was of top of mind for the president.
Here, are you here? Where's Jackie? She must not be here."
"No, I totally understand. I just explained she was on top of mind."
On the September 18th 60 Minutes program, CBS reporter Scott Pelley asked President Joe Biden about inflation.
"Mr. President, as you know, last Tuesday, the annual inflation rate came in at 8.3%. The stock market nosedived. People are shocked by their grocery bills. What can you do better and faster?"
"Well, first of all, let's put this in perspective. Inflation rate month to month was just an inch, hardly at all."
"You're not arguing that 8.3 is good news."
"No, I'm not saying it is good news, but it was 8.2 or 8.2 before. I mean, it's not, I can make it sound like all of a sudden, my God, it went to 8.2%.
It's the highest inflation rate, Mr. President, in 40 years.
"I got that."
In a September 21st interview on Newsmax, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky reacted to Biden's description of the skyrocketing inflation rate.
"What we know for sure is that now we've lost more to inflation than they gave us in the form of free money. The inflation came from the free checks that were passed out. They shut the economy down. They sent free checks to everyone. And they said, oh, this will make up for it. But guess what? When people add up how much they're paying for gas in the grocery store, it's canceled out all the free money. And I don't think the inflation's over by a long shot. There's still about $2 trillion out there that's held in the coffers of cities, counties, and state governments. It hasn't been spent yet. As it's spent and put into the economy, as it chases goods, it's going to chase the price of our goods higher. We're going to get more inflation. So this isn't over. And for Biden to discount 8%, he's obviously not thinking of the person who has only Social Security to support them. He's not thinking of the person who makes $25,000 a year and can barely get by. Those people are really hurt by inflation.
And finally, the Army's first openly transgender officer was indicted Thursday on charges of trying to provide American soldiers' medical information to the Russian government, reports the Washington Free Beacon. A federal grand jury in Baltimore indicted Jamie Lee Henry and his wife Anna Gabriellen on charges of conspiracy and wrongful disclosure of individually identifiable health information. According to prosecutors, the couple met last month with an undercover FBI agent posing as a Russian diplomat and offered medical information from Fort Bragg, the home of the military's elite Delta Force. The indictment said Gabriellen, the wife, told the agent she was, quote, motivated by patriotism toward Russia to provide any assistance she could to Russia, even if it meant being fired or going to jail, end quote, reports Stripes.com. The indictment does not explain Gabriellen's connection to Russia, but Johns Hopkins website said she speaks Russian. If convicted, the couple faces a maximum sentence of 5 years in federal prison for the conspiracy and a maximum of 10 years for each count of disclosing protected health information. Matthew 15, verse 19 declares, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, slanders." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 30th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.